have whatever you want, dial in toll-free. We launch here into the second hour of the program, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. I'm going to bring back Dylan. He's with us in Wisconsin. And Dylan, you said you're in high school. Is that right?
Yeah.
And they are talking about monopolies in your high school class, which inevitably means they are giving out all kinds of poor information, misinformation, and maybe just some outright lies.
My textbook, I feel like, is pretty biased. When my teacher's, she's pretty, in the middle, so...
Okay. Well, let's look a little bit further at this. And when you brought up the diamond, because I'd asked you for some examples of what is being taught, what is being suggested in class, and you brought up the so-called diamond monopoly. And I told you that I initially thought that was a good example, a fairly decent example to bring up. However, that was because I was relying on old information about De Beers. And let me just talk a little bit further about De Beers. De Beers is probably one of the more well-known diamond companies out there, but these days it isn't even close to having a monopoly over diamond production. Back in 1902, De Beers controlled 90% of the world's diamond production, this according to Wikipedia, and again, there's cited sources for all of this. But today, they only control 40% of the diamond market. And there are other competitors in the business like Rio Tinto, BHP, Billiton, Lev Leviev, and others. So,
okay, so is it like more of like an oligopoly where there's, few larger firms?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that that's probably a fair analysis. I mean, I don't think there are all that many big diamond-producing firms. And I think that to some extent, I mean, they are still manipulating the market. They're still, they realize it's not in their self-interest to flood the market with diamonds, because there certainly is a surplus supply of diamonds that these companies control. And if they did release them all into the market, the market value of diamonds would plummet. So they aren't releasing as much or producing as much as they could because they know it's in their self-interest not to flood the market with diamonds, whether you're De Beers or anybody else. But at least there is some aspect of competition, which does put some upper limit on how high a particular company can charge for its diamonds. For instance, De Beers can't charge
market power.
Right. I mean, De Beers can't charge twice what its next biggest competitor is going to charge because they'll be undercut, and people will go with cheaper diamonds.
Well, and anytime you have a cartel, there's always and I don't know if all these companies are all working together with a handshake and a nudge and a wink, but anytime you do have a cartelized situation where there is some sort of agreement on price fixing, there's always going to be a pressure from the marketplace to have one of the members of the cartel break ranks and lower their prices. How does it mean they're going to go that much lower? No, just maybe they'll go low enough to get some sales over their
other
competitors.
Why would you go super low? I mean, right. if De Beers is charging $800 for a diamond, maybe I could afford, on a cost basis point of view, it only cost me $100 to get the diamond out of the ground and finished. Maybe I could only, I could sell it for $150. But if De Beers is charging $800, I'm probably going to charge $750.
So right on its face, just looking at the fact that there are competitors in the business, there's no way you could call De Beers a monopoly. You can't call this a monopoly
situation. It's not a monopoly. You might be able to characterize the diamond production as a cartel. And certainly that exists. Of course, I would point out that, if the argument is that we need government around to break up monopolies, I would point out that, the diamond monopoly has not been broken up. And the cartel structure of it, if it exists, I'm sure there is some amount of market manipulation going on. That has not been addressed by governments. So to some extent, I'm not sure that we're better off than we would be in a free market situation.
Right. For starters, obviously for a monopoly to happen or anything even similar to a monopoly, there's got to be barriers to entry. And, that basically just means anything that makes it difficult or impossible for other firms to enter the industry.
That much is true, and usually the what you're talking about would be the government and its regulations and its licensing. So whenever you find monopolies, and I can give you real-life examples of monopolies here in New Hampshire.
Power utilities.
Right, power.
Yeah, okay, the thing about utilities, this is really where the whole my whole issue with, you know, the intervention or not stemmed from is power companies and, you know, utilities like natural gas and say even cable companies and whatnot, their monopolies derive from what's called economies of scale, and that just basically means that it costs so much to get it started, you know, the fixed costs there.
You have to lay infrastructure, basically, in order to...
And it makes it difficult for somebody to enter because it costs so
much. It certainly does. I mean, as far as cable TV goes, that at one point that might have been a monopoly to some extent.
Not anymore, though.
No, I mean, you've got satellite TV and the Internet. When you're dealing with things like power supply, it perhaps to some extent... I mean, there are certainly barriers to entry that there is a limited amount of competition, or I believe there would be a fairly limited amount of competition in those circumstances in a free market.
Well, what we're dealing, I think you may be right about that, but at the same time, just to say that it's expensive to start a business is not any way to back up the claim that, well, it's always going
to
be a monopoly.
Well, it needs to be for something like a utility, though, It does. There's certain infrastructure that needs to be laid, and that would be difficult to do.
It would be.
It's not like any random business. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money here.
Have investors. I mean, we're talking about businesses that can have a lot of money because they have investors who have a lot of money who are willing to invest in the hopes of getting a return. What I'd like to point out here is that in the absence of some sort of governmental control or governmental prohibition on new competing power plants and things like that, I mean, you can't build a new nuke plant in this country if you wanted to. They're just going to prevent you from doing that. So it's a highly regulated business as it is. But even in the absence of all that, let's presume you're right that this cost of entry is very high and that there's only so many people who could possibly buy the power in the first place, and the existing company, they've got all the existing subscribers, and so why would somebody want to come in and compete with that? Well, the question would be, would the existing company, what we're talking about, presumably they would have some sort of natural monopoly, right? That they've earned this and that they came there first, they set up all the infrastructure and that they got all the customers and they've been providing
monopoly, but it'd be an effectively...
It'd be a market monopoly is basically what it would be. Because they would be providing a service at a certain price to where people want to continue. But if they get too greedy and all of a sudden double the rates because, hey, it's our monopoly, you know, nobody else is here to compete with us, so let's double our rates. Eventually, somebody's going to get it in their heads that they could make some money if they enter into the marketplace.
There are other markets. I mean, as far as the consumption side of things goes, you would also, there's a certain drawback to, say, increasing the electric rates, even if you know you're not going to likely lose a whole lot of your customers for a certain increase in your rates. You also have to understand that people are going to try to use more energy efficient appliances. They're going to try to turn lights off in their house. If the amount of money they're paying per kilowatt hour goes up, they're going to try to reduce the amount of electricity they're consuming. So you could actually not make any more money or less money if you raise your rates to a certain point.
Also, one of the other things when we're talking about power companies is we're sort of discussing this under the current paradigm that you have to have, in order to have a power company, you have to have substations and major power generating locations and distribution across an entire city. Whereas what you could have as far as competitors are concerned, you could have neighborhood power companies. You could have power companies that only operate in small areas and offer competition or nuclear plants.
I think without the government regulation, it would be a lot more feasible to break into a lot of these areas that we currently think about as a natural monopoly. I think to a large extent they are made natural monopolies simply because it's illegal for me to set up a power plant and run lines to my neighbor's house.
Here's the thing. As I understand what you guys are saying about breaking it up and whatnot, but, you know, in the absence of, say, I mean, and I'm completely against government. I hate it, everything about it. But I just can't get my mind past this. It's like any absence of some kind of government intervention in, say, a situation where there's monopoly. Right? Well, if we had all of these smaller firms instead of one large firm, all providing, say, for or local, their communities. Okay, if one grows, if one community grows, and if the firm grows with
long it, question, we're going to bring you back to finish it here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our Facebook profile. Just head over to facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan. It's free, of course. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And don't you just hate making extra trips back out to the car just to carry in more grocery bags? I have the solution for you, and I've been using it for the last several months here at the house. Totosac. Go to totesac.com to learn more about this 100% recycled material, made of 100% recycled materials handle that makes it incredibly simple to carry multiple grocery bags all with one hand. And of course, if you've got two hands, you can carry twice as much. It really makes it easy to bring the groceries back. For me, it's one trip. I load up my totesacs and go inside. That's it. You can go to totesac.com, T-O-T-A-S-A-K.com. Get yourself a family pack today. As we go back to Dillon in Wisconsin, we're having a lengthy discussion about the concept of monopoly, and Dillon is in high school, so inevitably he's getting some really poor information about the idea in the first place. And I'm glad you called in about this tonight, Dillon, because it's a concept that a lot of Americans are just completely clueless or very confused about. They believe things companies like Microsoft have monopolies, and no, I'm sorry, not even close. As long as you have competitors in a marketplace, you can't possibly have a monopoly. And there are two ways that, it's my understanding that at least, that there are two different types of monopolies out there. There are the government-forced monopolies, like the power company, for instance, or other areas wherein government will regulate other competitors out of business or prevent competitors from getting into the market in the first place. So that's the most frequently found type of monopoly out there. Then there's kind of the theoretical market monopoly, which could theoretically be reached if a company was
often. I can't think of circumstances where I'd say there's a hard 100% market share market monopoly.
It's only theoretical in that if a company does such a great job of providing a product or service at a great price and great customer service that no one would be interested in getting into the market and competing against them, that technically would be a market monopoly. But as you say, Nick, where are the examples of this?
Right. So, I mean, but there are certainly certain areas in the marketplace where there's less competition than other areas.
That's true. And if there's more competition needed in a free market, anybody can jump in and do that. So, Dillon, you were building up to a question. If you could recap that for us.
All right.
Because you didn't get a chance to finish it.
What you guys were saying about instead of maybe like one power company and you would do like a neighborhood, you know, smaller individual firms, I like that, except, you know, obviously there's going to be companies that do better and, you know, because, you know, economics there's two main things about economics, and it's efficiency and equity. But in this case, it is more efficient to have one company, so a monopoly, on, say, power or natural gas because of the cost advantage. Because when they serve more people, then they can spread out their costs so much easier. Whereas if we had these individual firms, they wouldn't be able to spread their costs. So even in a free market, if, say, we had these individual neighborhood power suppliers or natural gas suppliers, eventually, I mean, obviously, this is competition, so I'm not against this, but I'm saying eventually there would be very few firms, if not one, because of the spreading effect where they can spread out their costs over, you know, their total outputs.
Well, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, there certainly are efficiencies of scale, and generally what you see is if you have an area of competition like the production of soda. I mean, Coca-Cola, if I recall correctly, has number one market share, followed by Pepsi, and in the United States, the next leading independent producer of soda, I believe, is RC, Royal Crown, which has about 1% market share. And that's fairly typical, but I wouldn't say that there is a monopoly or a duopoly on the production of soda, because I can still get RC or whatever other.
There are many regional brands,
right,
and store brands, private labels, things like
but
that.
But it is certainly, I mean, to some extent, from a marketing standpoint, from a distribution standpoint, it is more efficient in some industries to have, you know, as close to a monopoly as possible.
Can we point something out here, though? I mean, since you bring up soda, I think it's a good example. Obviously, Coke and Pepsi are huge. And so if what Dillon is saying is true across the board, then that should mean that they should be able to sell their product fairly cheaply. However, it's not. Maybe it's because of their advertising budget.
Fairly expensively.
No. He was saying that you save money by having an economy of scale, so you're producing a lot for a large amount of people, so therefore your costs go down. but I can walk into any grocery store and get a store brand private label soda that tastes in many cases as good or better than the big name competitors for a fraction of the price. You walk into Walmart and get a Sam's Choice, it's 25 cents out of the machine compared to the 50 cents or 75 cents that you might pay otherwise. And then, of course, if you're buying 12 packs, you can get the cost down to, you know, 12 cents a can or something like that. So, I mean, how do you explain that one?
Well, in a situation like that, and it's a situation where, you know, sodas can, it's products that can be differentiated. You know, with Coke and Pepsi, obviously they taste different. What you're saying is some might taste better than others, you know, obviously depending on who you are. But in a situation like that, the spreading effect still matters. It's just that they have lower average total costs.
If I was going to try to figure out what the likelihood was of seeing a lot of monopolies in a more free market system, what I would try to do is look to the past in the United States, because I don't believe it was right up until about the turn of the last century that we saw antitrust legislation being adopted to any kind of a scale. And certainly there are examples that people will point to. I think Standard Oil is one that people will point to that came sort of close to being a monopoly. But by and large, you didn't have a big problem with monopolies prior to the adoption of antitrust legislation in the United States. So it was essentially a free-for-all prior to that. And we didn't have huge problems in the United States where, you know, the market overall failed to function because there were a lot of monopolies that destroyed competition. You might get one example that comes pretty close to being a monopoly with some of the negative effects, but the argument that a lot of people, especially high school teachers, and you said your teacher was pretty unbiased, but a lot of people in academia will argue that we need the government around to intervene, or else the market wouldn't work at all and there'd be no competition. And that's simply not the case. I won't say that there wouldn't be cases where there are natural market barriers to entry, where you would have a practically limited amount of competition. And, you know, nothing's going to be ideal. I mean, certainly there are going to be situations in a free market economy that they're not ideal for the consumer.
No, it's not utopia.
Right.
It's just the best possible choice for mankind.
Overall, I would say it is.
I'm not even saying that I necessarily think that monopolies are always even a bad thing, because, like I said, they can, you know, when you have a natural monopoly like the power, it can be more efficient to have one company do that, and, you know, they're not going to just jack their prices up, because then that does leave it open, like you were saying earlier, I think, that
there
for another firm to enter the industry at that point.
Thanks, Dylan, for the call tonight. Appreciate the discussion at 800-259-9231. So, again, if there is going to be a monopoly, then it should be a market monopoly that exists based on the fact that they're just providing the best possible darn service out there, and nobody wants to jump in and compete with them.
We have a lot more monopolies with government than I think we would have without them.
Absolutely. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets, jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. If you dial in toll-free, you can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Nick, did you go to college?
No.
Okay. I went to 2 years at a community college down in Florida.
I'm thinking about getting my associate's degree, though.
Really? For what purpose?
Just to have it. It makes me more employable.
Although, is it true?
I think to some extent it would. I have a situation where my employer would compensate me for a certain amount of money per year.
Oh, that's not bad.
So it actually kind of makes sense to do it.
Because yeah, if it doesn't cost you anything except time, then it's not so bad, right? We want to talk a little bit more about college, but first want to tell you about SACL CAI. Jason Osborne's over there, and he has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue here, and invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, we've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours for free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we'll take your calls about anything, but the issue of college debt is one that is looming over a lot of people in this country, and it can be absolutely crippling to the life that they have ahead of them after they get out of college. They don't really realize that when they're getting into it. In fact, many people actually take college loan money and do other things with it besides pay for college and just spend themselves even further into debt than they would otherwise have to. They don't make the best and brightest decisions, but then again, the college loan officers aren't really that concerned with what they do with the money.
Well, you're told that you need to go to college and that it's something that you should do, generally, if you're a young person. And
right, if you want to be successful, you have to go to college, right?
So it's sold to you as something you don't really have a choice about. You have to do it. And people don't tell you the negative side to it, which is if you don't qualify for scholarships or you don't have, you know, an employer who could help you out or someone else who's going to help you pay for it, then your only option is to go into debt. And people don't talk about the downside is you do have to take on all this debt. And even if you make more money as a result of getting a degree, you're going to have to pay off this debt with interest. Usually the interest isn't too bad, but it still adds up. So you're going to have to pay back the expense of college plus interest over probably years and years and years.
For some people, it's decades. So there's a story about this, and this is admittedly a topic that just that comes up a few times a year on Free Talk Live, and I think it's a good one. I think it's very interesting to put this out there because, number one, we love getting stories from you as to what your experience was like. Maybe you want to share with us. Was it worth it? Did you go to college? Did it pay off for you? Are you still in debt? What's your story? 800-259-9231. We'll share a few stories from ABC News. Like most students, Chris Alfred was repeatedly told in high school, everyone goes to college. Alfred said he owes more than $125,000 for his degrees in theater when he's not even working in that field. He says, I work at a call center and I make $10 an hour. It's surreal. I feel like a loser. Walter Rowland got a degree in meteorology and now owes $77,000 in student loans. He said, college was a ripoff and nothing against, you know, my college or my professors, but I was misinformed. You're led down this path of needing to go to college, he continued. The college diploma is the new high school diploma, or so the college salesmen will tell you. And that's all they are. They're just selling you their product, selling you their service. Personal finance guru Suze Orman says college is a no-brainer for kids who can be lawyers and doctors, but she says that in this economy, and I can tell you before this economy, many others should reassess the value of a generic bachelor's degree. She believes it ultimately might not be worth it. Orman said it's often smarter to acquire specific marketable skills at a community college, technical school, or by working as an apprentice for a business, making yourself more employable without piling up a mountain of debt. I'd rather see a child go to a community college knowing they can go out there, get a job, and not be crushed under the burden of a prestigious degree, she said. Marty Nemko, an education consultant and career counselor, said he believes the bachelor's degree is America's most overrated product. Nemko is one of many who says there are some ugly statistics the education establishment doesn't like to talk about. He said the sticker price of college has gone up well over the rate of inflation for decades. Indeed, the price of gas has grown as much as the cost of a bachelor's degree since 1980. If the price of gas had grown as much as the cost of a bachelor's degree since 1980, drivers would be filling up today for about $7.50 per gallon. Nemko said tuition money gets funneled into fancy facilities to lure students who don't question the long-term value of what they're paying for, things like rock climbing walls, golf courses, and maid services and dorms. Stop with these enormous country club college campuses, he said. They're robbing people who can't afford it. But what about that $1 million bonus for getting a bachelor's degree? This is one of the big claims that the college promoters...
You'll make $1 million over your lifetime more than if you didn't have a bachelor's degree.
There could be no more misleading statistic that I could possibly tell you about. Nemko says that because it includes the super earners, the billionaire college graduates who skew the average, so, you know, factoring in the people that are very, very wealthy instead of the average, median college
student. And many
of
those are people who already had opportunities prior to getting a bachelor's degree, in many cases.
He said the students who attend college are already more likely to be successful than those who don't. Because of their families and their connections and all that. Economics professor Sandy Baum, author of Education Pays, a college board study promoting the advantages of higher education, says it's the education that makes the difference. He claims that on average, people benefit much more from going to college. Agreeing that the 1 million figure is inaccurate, her study estimates that graduates gain half of that. But again, they're just using an average. And that's one of the big problems here is you're averaging in people that are making far more than most people will be making. So an average, I don't think, is a very good statistic to be promoting. But
no. A mean would be a better statistic to use.
Correct. A mean being 50% make more than that and 50% make less than that. Yet universities just throw around that $1 million estimate. Arizona State University recently used it to justify a tuition hike. Hey, you'll make $1 million extra in your life, so we're just going to raise our rates. Rowland, Alfred, and Purcell are skeptical about the so-called college premium, but at least they graduated. Others aren't so fortunate. If you're in the bottom 40% of your high school class, and today colleges are recruiting lots of those kids, you have a very small chance of graduating, even if you're given 8.5 years, according to NEMCO. And the immoral thing about it is that colleges don't disclose that. The economist says we should make that information more available, but the reality is that if you have some college and you don't graduate, it still pays off in the labor market, he claims. For some kids, that's a gamble they'd rather not take. Carl Wunsch High School outside Houston lets kids choose among dozens of technical education programs, from emergency med tech training to training in crime scene investigation. This training qualifies them for real-world jobs without the time and money required for a 4-year degree.
A technical degree is a lot more useful than, say, a bachelor's in psychology or art history or something like that. And I think that an associate's degree at, say, a community college or an inexpensive state school, it's there's some value there. I think you could get more return out of it than what it costs. But again, you have to consider that if you're going into debt to pay for that, then that there is a negative side to it as well.
It's worth a thought. Electricians on average make about $48,000 a year. Plumbers, $47,000. And paralegals, about $47,000. All these jobs pay above the national average, and none of them require a bachelor's degree. Stephen Eilers went through the automotive program, then worked as an apprentice in a car repair center. He's already earning more than the average American, and he doesn't have any student loan debt. You know, one of my favorite examples, and she's not on the show tonight, but she'll be on Friday with us, Julia, is she didn't quite make it to her associate's degree, and she's working in the restaurant industry as an assistant manager and has no debt, and her dad has been getting college degree after college degree for his entire life. He's an academic. He's well just full of debt, and he's in his 50s. So who's going to be better off long term? 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit ComicShopLocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. And if you enjoy this program, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, and bring more internet listeners on board to expand the show, expand the reach of Free Talk Live, get more liberty-oriented messages into people's ears around the country, and you'll get some perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines. You heard people using those earlier tonight, plus the amp-only podcast and forum and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. What's your story when it comes to college? Did it work out for you? Was it a little bit too pricey? Are you still well into debt? Was it a major failure for you? Because if you believe the college recruiters, then it's just all roses. You'll make on average, you make more than $1 million more than your non-college educated friends in a lifetime. And boy, oh boy, that sure is great, isn't it? Come on over here, sign up. We'll give you a loan, and then you'll just pay us off whenever you can. And then for some people, it takes decades. But we promise you, you'll make more than maybe you'll make $1 million, but maybe not, because it turns out that $1 million statistic is an average, which includes super earners, you know, the doctors and the lawyers and the people that are really
the people that go and get an additional degree like a master's degree or a doctorate.
It does include those those people as well. And so some of the estimates say it's a $500,000 more. But either way, if you earn that much more money, how much do you pay in interest? Does that include the amount that – do they subtract the amount that you pay in interest on the college loans as well?
I mean, I don't know if they're actually subtracting the principal. Just because I earn $1 million a year doesn't mean I don't have to pay back whatever the college education was in the first place. So if that's $75,000, $100,000, then you can knock that right off just for the principal.
And if it was $500,000, which some of the more honest recruiters are claiming it is, then that's even less than you'd be taking home. But there's a little more here. We'll get to your calls because I do want to hear from you. But I want to tell one more story from the ABC News story here. Rachel Purcell has it's turned out for her to be a total disappointment. College, that is. She's the first one in her family to go to college, and She said she'll probably be the last. Earlier this month, struggling to make ends meet, Purcell moved out of her New Hampshire apartment and is upset about taking a step back. She says, I didn't plan to go move back in with my mother, but I feel like I have to sponge off my family now. Purcell never dreamed that this is what would happen after she graduated from college. She grew up hearing that education pays. Even political figures like Hillary Clinton were touting the benefits of a college degree. So Purcell borrowed enough money to pay about $24,000 a year to attend Revere College in Nashua, New Hampshire. That's about, now she's in to about $85,000 in debt. I was just told to take out the loans and get the degree, because when you graduate, you're going to be able to get that good job and pay them off, no problem.
You have to remember, we're also, the job market today is not great. So.
But these statements were true 5 years ago. It was still true 5 or 10 years ago.
I mean, it's true that a college degree does not guarantee that you're going to get a great job. And frankly, in today's job market, there are millions upon millions of people out there with bachelor's degrees who are unemployed. And they're having difficulty finding work. So don't think that fresh out of college, a bachelor's degree is going to be any kind of great benefit to you over people who have a bachelor's degree and work experience and still can't find a job.
You have no guarantees. 3 years is what Purcell spent. She spent 3 years struggling to find a job with her degree in human development, and the recession has made her search even tougher. To pay the bills, she took a low-level desk job with an insurance company, doing work she says she could have done straight out of high school. When asked if going to college was worth it, she replied with an emphatic no, because now I have this huge amount of debt, and there's no way I'll be able to pay it off.
My co-host Toby has done the bachelor's degree thing, and he said it really wasn't worth it for him financially.
You
know, of course, he's going back to school to get a master's degree. He's found that if you work in a psych major with a bachelor's degree, it's not really worth anything. If you get a master's degree, then yes, you are a lot more employable. But that's the thing. I mean, a lot of the things people want to do with a college degree, they can either do without any kind of a bachelor's degree,
like theater.
Or if you have something specialized in mind, if you want to be an economist or a doctor or a lawyer, if you want to be in a fairly specialized, highly paid field, chances are you're going to need to get at least a master's degree, perhaps a doctorate.
Very well possibly it could be the case. I mean, certainly there are appropriate reasons to go to college. There certainly are. In some career paths, it's what you have to do. But in many cases, you know, if you're going to get your master's degree in the French horn, for instance.
People go to college for music. They really do.
Yeah. So there are so many different examples of that, communications or whatever the various different liberal arts
degrees
are.
There's a lot of wishy-washy degrees out there now.
Yep, let's go to your phone calls. I want to hear your story. What was your experience like? Roy's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to the show, and I was calling in about the college debt situation.
Yes, sir.
I think it's probably going to be the next big bubble, especially because there's so many people in debt, and yet there's absolutely no law that really protects the students. It's all on the sides of the banks.
Right, you can't go bankrupt from college debt, correct?
Yeah, it's insane, because it's like, in a true free market system, those loans technically shouldn't be able to be enforced. It'd be like gambling, just like Wall Street used to be.
When you say they shouldn't be able to be enforced, what do you mean by that?
I mean like in a free market situation, just like how Wall Street, I guess, used to be, it's essentially gambling. If you put out a loan, then if they can't pay it back, then it's not like you can put a gun to their head or have the cops take their house or something.
I mean, you can put them in collections, but I mean, it's an unsecured debt. It is a fairly high risk debt. My understanding is that the government backed student loans are some of the most attachable forms of debt. So they can come after your assets more so than they could if you had, say, a delinquent cable bill or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a little different.
I have no problem with people being have their butts put on the line when they get into hock. I think that they should be having their assets confiscated and that sort of thing. If you claim that you were going to pay this back, you should have to pay it back. But I think that the part you're ignoring is that if we had a free market, then education would not look like it does today.
Well, it wouldn't. It'd be so much more different.
It would be different. There would be so many more options. The whole entire college situation would be completely transformed because they wouldn't have this. Essentially, a lot of colleges are government run. I mean, they're state colleges, it's a very exclusive system. Almost all of the colleges, even if they aren't completely government run, are taking government money, so they're subject to all kinds of governmental regulations.
Yeah.
And so you would see various different educational options out there. You'd see the marketplace open up for education, and so you'd likely see education costs drop and become far more competitive.
I think part of the problem, too, is that in today's system, there's not as much incentive for the institutions, the colleges, to actually turn a profit and to actually attract people based on the fact that, you know, people want those skills or the knowledge that they can gain from attending those universities. They're to some extent subsidized, they're state run, so they have that support there. I think in a free market system of education, you'd see less emphasis on the liberal arts side of the spectrum and more of a focus on
skills,
technical
like
degrees. Right. Things that you're actually going to use in the real world.
So, Roy, did you go to school? Did you go to college?
Yeah.
And what'd you go for?
I was originally in aerospace engineering and then transferred to business administration because I wanted to start my own company. It was going to be an aircraft company. Mm-hmm. And I found out the best way to go there was I already had a lot of engineering knowledge, self-taught, so I figured I need to get the business end of this so I know how to start the company, finance, and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with that.
How'd it work out?
But, of course, I was never really consulted with the destruction of the economy, so, you know.
So it hasn't really worked out for you?
Not yet. I'm working in a computer company, and there's absolutely no way I could pay off these loans because I owe a little over $200,000.
Whoa!
God.
Oh, man. What are the payments like on that?
That'd be around $1,600 a month, which is non-existent on my current salary. I mean, it just doesn't work.
So you're not making the payments, or you're making... Well, how are you handling
that? We've been trying to talk with lawyers to try and get some of this stuff settled and things like that. I guess we're part of like a prepaid legal sort of thing, so it's not a major thing like lawyer costs. But even then, it's like they can't do anything because bankruptcy doesn't exist thanks to Bush for these kind of things. Basically, I'm working at a computer company right now. It's a nice place, small company, but it's just not enough to pay for these loans. So
could you have gotten the computer company job in the absence of a college education?
Oh, easily. I knew more. Yeah. Everything I knew in computers was self-taught. Like, it has definitely nothing to do with my college degree.
Roy, thanks for the story tonight. I'm sorry to hear about that. And
a lot of people are in that boat.
Yep, they are. They are. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You're still welcome to share your story. Did it work for you, college? 800-259-9231. And the other thing he brought up was that he changed his degree as he was going through it. That's something that a lot of college students do. They're just not even sure what they want to do. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
If you have hair or skin problems, are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.